हरे कृष्ण।
जस्ट एज द फूड वी टेक इन एड्स टू आर फिजिकल वेट, द थॉट्स वी टेक इन एड टू आवर मेंटल वेट. समटाइम्स वेन वी लिव इन अ वेरी फिगर कॉन्शियस कल्चर लाइक द प्रेजेंट वन, विच इज ऑल्सो ऑफन अ हाईली सेडेंटरी कल्चर, मोस्ट ऑफ आवर जॉब्स require not moving around but staying in one place. So obesity is a constant fear, even a nightmare. And at such times, people become very conscious about what they eat. Of course, sometimes they may forget about their weight consciousness and they may just have a binge and eat a lot. And now, everything that we eat, it goes from into our body, and it, depending on how it is assimilated, digested and processed overall, it adds to the weight in our body. Everything that we take in, into every eatable that we take in, it adds to our bodily weight. Of course, some of the eatable that we take in, all weight is not bad. Some of it becomes muscle, some of it becomes bones, some of it makes us strong. And some of the food that we take in, if it is junk food, if it is fatty food, then it simply adds to the bulk of our body and makes us obese. But the point is, every single eatable that we take in, it goes inside and adds to the body, either positively or negatively. So what applies for our physical weight also applies for our mental weight. Every single thought that we take in is like eatable for the mind, and it adds to our mental weight. Just as when a person becomes obese, that person doesn't feel much energy to do anything, doesn't feel like moving around, doesn't feel like doing things, because it's too much of a burden to carry, lug around one's heavy body. Like that, sometimes we feel mentally burdened. We feel as if there is a huge load on our head, although we are not carrying anything physically, and we feel drained, de-energized, burdened, depressed, dejected. And now, sometimes we may also take and meet some cheerful people, hear some good news, and the thoughts that go in, they also go in, but they actually give us energy. It's like if a person has a lot of weight, but if the person has a lot of energy, then with that energy, that person can move around. So sometimes some thoughts are energizing, some thoughts are burdening. So just as we differentiate between what food we eat, and we don't eat anything and everything that comes before us, similarly, we need to carefully discern what thoughts we accept in our mind. Krishna, in the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, talks about various kinds of austerities, and there he states in 17.16 that actually satisfaction is an austerity of the mind. So he says, mana prasad saumyatvam, gentleness, softness, mana prasad, the satisfaction of the mind. So he says that we need to think of those things which make us satisfied, and that is manasam tapa uchyate mana prasad saumyattam maunam atma vinigraha bhava samshuddhirityetad tapom manasam uchyate bhava samshuddhirityetad. Purifications of one's existence and satisfaction of the mind, all these are austerities of the mind. What this means is, when certain thoughts which we know are going to burden us, they start coming into our mind, we need to consciously not think of them and think of other things. Direct our thoughts towards those things which will make us cheerful, which will make us peaceful, which will make us energyful, which will energize us. And this, just as we are vigilant in our physical diet to take care of our physical weight, so that we are energetic without being obese, similarly, we need to be discerning in our mental diet, taking in those thoughts which add to our mental energy and refusing to take in those thoughts which add to our mental burden. And to the extent we are discerning like this, to that extent we will see that we can march onwards steadily, joyfully in our life towards Krishna. So the knowing that, you know, whatever we eat, it is not going to disappear. It is going to go into the body and it is going to be shown on the weighing scale eventually. So similarly, every thought that we take in, it is not going to go away. It is going to be there, and when we are tested, when our mental energy levels are tested, stretched, at that time either we will fall short or we will rise to the occasion. And that will depend on what kind of thoughts we have cultivated. The most positive thoughts are thoughts about Krishna, because Krishna's love for us is inexhaustible, and to the extent we understand that love for his love for us, to that extent we can move onwards steadily towards him, facing whatever difficulties come in our life with confidence. Krishna says that machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. So by focusing our thoughts on him, whatever burdens might be there, we'll be able to break free from the burdens, and we'll get the energy that he is with us, that he loves us, and he will guide us. With that energy, we'll move forward steadily in life, not being mentally burdened, but being mentally energized. Thank you. Hare Krishna.